嗨，大家上午好。
Hello, everyone. Good morning.
昨天我录了一个鹅腿阿姨
Yesterday, I recorded a goose leg.
你翻车的事儿哈。
It's a car accident.
我说他其实从批判性思维的角度来讲，
I said that from a critical thinking perspective,
第一个我们不能相信人设，
the first thing we can't believe is the character.
第二个呢？
The second one,
我们要相信逻辑，
we should believe in logic.
也就是它的成本其实是不够的。
Therefore, its cost is actually not enough.
鹅腿的成本其实还是很高的。
The cost of goose legs is actually very high.
然后呢，
Then,
就是说也不要相信情怀。
therefore, it is also necessary to believe in feelings.
就是批判性思维让人看到真相。
That's what critical thinking allows us to see the truth.
然后这时候有个小朋友在下面就留言说
Then, at this time, a child left a message on it.
：“你也就是事后诸葛亮，对吧
Are you just a post-event strategist?
？”然后你不也是事后才知道那个鹅腿要比鸭腿贵吗？
Then, didn't you only find out later that goose legs were more expensive than duck legs?
你事先你也不会。
You won't know.
哎。
Oh,
这个就涉及到一个问题啊，
this involves a problem
就批判性思维者，
to critical thinkers.
他针对这个事儿是这么看，
His view on this matter is as follows.
但是他事前和事后怎么样？
But how about the aftermath?
就比方说，我跟大家分享啊，
For example, I want to share with everyone.
第一个，我肯定不会去吃那个小摊小贩。
I definitely wouldn't go to eat at those small stalls.
因为我在底层当中有一个认知，
Because I have a cognition at the bottom.
就是层次越低，受教育程度越低。
However, the lower the education level, the lower the income.
当然，这个东西啊是一个大概率事件，
However, this is a likely event.
它不是绝对的，
It's not absolute.
但是大概率是这样的啊。
But most likely, it's like this.
就是层次越低，
The lower the level,
社会地位越低的人
people with lower social status,
啊，就是穷生奸
just a trick for the poor.
计。这是一条你可以应用在90%以上的场景。
This is a scenario that can be applied in over 90% of cases.
所以我一般不太去吃小摊儿。
I usually don't go to eat at small stalls.
我不相信他们。
I don't believe them.
这我跟大学生是不一样的，
That's just like me and college students.
因为我们长期搞批判性思维。
Because we have been practicing critical thinking for a long time,
我们就有这样的一个认知，
we have such a cognition.
知道底层，
The deeper you go,
它的生存空间越窄，
this living space is getting smaller.
它就需要用各种手段去杀出一条生路。
He needs to use all sorts of means to survive.
所以你看，这在事前上，
So, you see, in the past,
我们就会预防。第二件事儿，
we will prevent the second thing.
就是说，哪怕我们去吃一个比较好的一个馆子，
That is to say, even if we go to a relatively good restaurant,
比方说前天我和我家先生去万象城里面的那个馆子，就都还不错。
For example, the day before yesterday, my husband and I went to a Malin Wanchang, and the food there was pretty good.
然后饿了就坐下吃饭。
Then, when hungry, I sit and eat.
旁边有一个对 couple，他就说：“哎，他说你看他家这菜炒的多好啊。
Next to him was a couple. He said, "Look at their delicious stir-fried dishes."
”那个怎么地，
How, what's going on?
就说起来说一看就是现炒的。
It's obvious that it's a fake.
当时我就跟我家先生说。
I told my husband at the time.
我说他这里有现炒的吗？
I said that there was fresh, ready to cook ingredients here.
<laughs> 我的印象当中哈，
In my impression,
凡是那种大商场商。
Any large shopping malls or supermarkets,
超或者是像万象城这样的一个地方。
or a place like 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 a case like a place 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 like
啊，那他们会不会来找我？
Will they come to find me?
他们是不允许进燃气的。
They are not allowed to enter the gas.
也就是说，他们其实上只能做加热的部分。
In other words, they can only perform the heating part.
然后我家先生说，是的。
Then my husband said that
他们都没有那个燃气。
They don't have any gas.
那怎么现找啊？
Where can I find it?
对
Okay.
这顿还可以，煮一煮还行。
It's okay to cook it. It's still good.
像这种炒的东西根本就没有办法。
Things like this are completely hopeless.
没有办法去做。
I can't do it.
而且成本又高。
And the cost is also high.
现在的商场的馆子里。
The shops nowadays.
基本没有什么厨师。
There are no chefs.
他们基本都是预制的。
They are basically prefabricated.
所以去年就关于是去年吧。
So, last year, about last year.
罗永浩和那个西贝哈他俩的争论什么的。
The argument between Liu Yanhao and that Westerner, etc.
有什么好争论的那个东西。
What's worth arguing about?
就是成本极低。
The cost is very low.
他就是这么做的。
That's just how he does things.
对。
Okay.
但是就是老百姓普遍的认知。
However, this is the common perception among the public.
还没有，一提到预制菜。
There is no mention of pre-cooked meals.
大家就觉得总是被割韭菜。
Everyone feels like they are being constantly squeezed.
但实际上也存在。
However, there are also cuts.
因为你到酒楼里。
Because you are in the wine shop.
他那个菜就是比较贵的。
That dish is quite expensive.
但其实上都是预制的。
But in fact, they are all prefabricated.
什么，现在烘焙店都是预制的。
What's going on with all the pre-made baked goods now?
拼多多
Pinduoduo
都有自己的货币。
We have our own currency.
大家自己可以看一下，那个视频特别多。
Everyone can check out that video. There are a lot of them.
所以你看这个过程当中。
So in this process,
我们还会去讨论这个事儿。
We will also discuss this matter.
然后我再说事后，一个批判性思维。
Then I said that a critical thinker.
他事后如果说哦，这个事儿。
If he says something like this later.
原来我错了。
I was wrong.
就批判性思维不是说不吃亏不上。
Critical thinking is not about not being exploited or deceived.
啊，或者是永远能做出正确的决策。
Or always make the right decision.
他其实上如果一旦做错了以后。
He actually, if he makes a mistake,
哦，他有个特别难能可贵的。
they are particularly rare and precious.
就是他叫反思性思维。
That's what he calls reflective thinking.
对，他马上就反思。
He immediately reflected on it.
哦，原来我这个事儿想错了。
I was wrong.
好了。
Okay.
那我知道了。
I understand.
我把这个思维调整过来。
I adjusted my thinking to this.
我下次不这么轻易的相信别人，不这么去有情怀。
I won't so easily believe that others don't have such feelings.
不这么去相信人设，不这么去怎么怎么样。他
Don't believe in stereotypes. Don't do that.
会调整自己啊，所以
He will adjust himself.
所以其实没有什么所谓的事后诸葛亮。就
So there's really no such thing as a post-game huge yang.
就是它是一整套思维习惯，在你事前、事中、事
That's because he has a whole set of thinking habits in his pre- and post-event behavior.
后啊，他
afterward
时时刻刻的帮你去反思，然后
it constantly helps you to reflect.
后帮你去检视，帮
then help you to explain.
帮你去认清这个社会运行的真相啊，就
help you to understand the truth of this society's social credit system.
就是整个批判性思维啊，那
this is the whole point of critical thinking.
视频的最后，我还是常规推出啊。
In the end of the video, I still use the standard push-up method.
最想推的其实不是这本啊。
What I really wanted to recommend wasn't this book.
是我新出的那本，就是小白到王者那本。
That's the one that's specifically for beginners, from novice to master.
但是我现在手里面样书，它。
But I still have the same books in my hands.
下周一可能才会发货啊，大家。
He might not ship it until next Monday, RR.
大家可以先看看图片。
Everyone, please take a look at the picture first.
然后其次就是批判性思维通识课。
Then, secondly, there is the critical thinking awareness course.
有小朋友问这本书和那小白有什么区别？这
Many children ask me what the difference is between this book and the white one.
是教科书，那个。
This is a textbook.
其实是科普书，就是
Actually, it's a science book.
就是对话体非常友好，而
The dialogue is very friendly.
全部都是配图
And all of them are with pictures.
全部都是生活的一个一个的例子啊。
All of these are examples of life.
非常好
Great.
然后第三本书就是这个批判性思维的认知与伦理。
Then the third book is about critical thinking, cognition, and ethics.
还有一系列的书。
There are a series of books.
这个认知与伦理也特别好啊。
This book is also very good in terms of cognition and ethics.
它其实是让你反思自己的认知，自己的道德观念。
It's essentially about reflecting on your own cognition, your own moral values.
还有就是潜意识当中很多东西有很荣格。
And also, many things in the subconscious are very Jungian.
经常说过一句话。
Actually, I said this before.
就是说，如果你不能把你的潜意识拿到意识。
In other words, if you can't bring your subconscious to consciousness.
那么你就会把这些东西称之为命运。
Then you would call these things fate.
但其实它不是命运。
But in fact, it is not fate.
它只是你的潜意识在支配你啊。
He's just controlling you, and your money is the reason.
所以这都是属于批判性思维。
So this is all about critical thinking.
在认知和伦理的范畴啊。
in the realm of cognition and ethics.
这是三本批判性思维啊。
Okay, these are three books on critical thinking.
还有一些，其实我觉得，你像大学生，
I think you're like a college student
哎，我们普通人啊，
and ask ordinary people,
我们应该干嘛？
what should we do?
我们现在学历肯定是不够用的。
Our current education is definitely not enough.
然后学会赚钱嘛，
Then learn how to make money.
学会实践嘛。
Learn by doing.
很多人问我怎么提升认知，折腾做事儿就是提升认知。
Many people ask me how to improve cognition. The answer is if you want to improve your cognition, just keep doing things.
也不要心疼他，
Don't be sad for him.
他只有吃亏了，
He only suffered losses.
上当了，
Tricked.
他才能够长进，吃一堑长一智。
He can only grow and learn from his mistakes. Right?
你看，这都是批判性思维，都可以拆解。好了，
I can see that all of these can be analyzed and criticized.
下面还有一些批判性思维。
Here are some examples of critical thinking.
还有赚钱的书啊，
There are also books on making money.
喜欢哪本就拿回去吧。
Please take whichever book you like.
好，拜拜。
I